Ken, where are the major differences between the House and Senate plans?
Well, the big difference between the House and the Senate plan is the Senate plan raises significant revenue. It raises the gas tax from 19 cents to 34 cents over a pretty short period of time. And I have to give Harlan Meekhoff, the Senate Majority Leader, a lot of credit. The criticism of the Republican legislature up to this point has been they refused to raise revenue or they punt that decision to the voters. He basically took the bull by the horns and said, look, we're going to need to raise some revenue here. And I think, to your question, I think he's more in line with the governor than the House plan.
And we've seen this movie before, right? I mean, this is exactly what we saw last year, that both the House had their plan, the Senate had their plan, and then out of that came Proposal 1, which, of course, went down in flames in May. It is interesting to note, though, that on a couple of these bills, I mean, there was a lot of measures here, each kind of having to do with different things, that Republicans had to bring in Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly for a tie-breaking vote on a couple of these. So absolutely, when you're bringing in the administration for a tie-breaking vote, which is part of the powers that the lieutenant governor has, that shows that you're in line somewhat with leadership.
So we do Democrats have a role to play in getting to some solution on roads funding. Only one Democrat in the Senate voted in favor of this plan.
Mm-hmm. And quite a few, I mean, many, many voted against in the state House also. Look, of course, Democrats would like to be part of a plan. But right now, what they're doing is blasting both plans, particularly the cuts to the earned income tax credit, something that Democrats are saying, you know, you're robbing the poor to pay the rich kind of thing on these road. Democrats very unhappy. But again, as we know, they are in the minority, don't have a lot of power here.
Now, Ken, this isn't the first time we've been close to getting a roads funding package approved. So what do you think it's going to take to get this completed?
Well, the road issue is a defining issue for this legislature. I've said that before in our past conversations. And with the failure of Proposal 1 in May, they know that they have to do this. So I think they're going to get this done. Now, what it looks like at the end remains to be seen. And I think the Democrats potentially have a role to play. To the extent you raise revenue, you're going to lose a lot of Republicans in the House, and Democrats can fill that gap.
And that's what we'll be watching for, right? I mean, these were one of the things that we watched for with Proposal 1, that, in fact, Democrats did get some of the things. There was supposedly talk that a prevailing wage wouldn't happen, a repeal of that, that that was one of the Democrats', you know, wish list. And that's why they gave some votes back last term during lame duck. So, yes, as Ken says, now that we've seen these sort of foundations on both sides, look for what Democrats are going to say. OK, Governor Snyder, okay, Arlen Meekhoff, okay, moderate Republicans, here's what we want in return for some of our votes, because there are really conservative Republicans, Senator Patrick Kolbeck, folks like Jack Brandenburg, who are saying we are not going to vote for any kind of tax increase, no matter what.
So we'll keep watching and keep our fingers crossed. Zoe Clark is co-host of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics, and Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Zoe, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.